You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 992. My name's Max, and we're in for another 3 hours of contemporary classical and experimental music. We start with J.K. Randall and a piece that he wrote for his colleague Benjamin Boritz, a piece called B-A-B-O. And this comes from Benjamin Boritz 9x9, music by Boritz and his friends for Boritz's 81st birthday a few years ago, released by Open Space magazine in 2016, music for C-Sound programming. After this four-minute piece, we'll hear an experimental jazz piece from Jeff Kaiser and Andrew Pask, The Variability of Stammering Arrows, and this comes from a 2005 release on the P.F. Mentum label called The Choir Boys. In spite of it being called The Choir Boys, there's no vocals. This is for wind instruments and live electronic processing. And that comes up in 4 minutes after J.K. Randall for Benjamin Boritz, Babo, or B-A-B-O. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 992. This is hour number one. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was music from Jeff Kaiser and Andrew Pask. The Variability of Stammering Arrows. And that comes from a CD called The Choir Boys, released on PF Mentum in 2005. For instrumentation, we had Jeff Kaiser on trumpets, flugelhorn, and live electronic processing, as well as Andrew Pask and live electronic processing, and clarinets, saxophones, and a penny whistle. The Choir Boys from PF Mentum, Jeff Kaiser and Andrew Pask. And we started with a 4-minute piece from J.K. Randall, B-A-B-O, for Benjamin A. Boritz, for his 81st birthday 3-CD release, Benjamin Boritz 9x9, on the Open Space. Boritz and Randall were key in founding and editing the Open Space music magazine. J.K. Randall, Jim Randall, died back in 2014. Boritz is alive and well at 84. We'll continue with... We'll hear music from Brad Dutz and Philip Mantioni. The first two pieces will be Whatever Happened pieces. I had Brad Dutz's Obliteration Percussion Quartet from 2004 out of the archive a couple of weeks ago. Wanted to get something more from it before returning it to the archive. And there's a piece on it called Whatever Happened to the Station Wagon, which called to mind one of Frank Zappa's tape collages that first appeared on his Shake Your Booty album back in 1979, and that's called Whatever Happened to All the Fun in the World. Zappa's tape collage is only half a minute long, whereas Brad Dutz's percussion piece, Whatever Happened to the Station Wagon, runs 12 minutes. And we'll follow this with Philip Mantioni, Dial Tones and Strings, music featuring dial tones, as we used to know them in the old age of telephony, dial tones and electronic samples. Philip Mantioni, Dial Tones and Strings, which comes from a CDR he sent to me back in about 10 years ago. First, we start with Frank Zappa, Whatever Happened to All the Fun in the World, leading very quickly to Brad Dutz, Whatever Happened to the Station Wagon. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 992, hour number one.
Whatever happened to all the fun in the world?
Larry's not with us anymore. He went on, you know.
Yeah,
he bit the big one. Well, he's got his own little piece ahead. Thank you.
electroacoustic music from Philip Mattioni, Dial Tones and Strings. And that's for samples, old dial tones and samples of string arrangements compiled and assembled by Philip Mattioni. And that's was sent to me by Philip Mattioni on a compilation of his music at the time, around 2010. Philip Mattioni, Dial Tones and Strings. Before that, we heard the Whatever pieces, starting with the 30-second long Frank Zappa, Whatever Happened to All the Fun in the World, which originally appeared on Shake Your Booty, which came out in 1979. And it's been reissued since, and reissued on compilations since. And after that tape collage from Frank Zappa, we heard Brad Dutz and his Obliteration Percussion Quartet from their eponymous CD, self-released by Brad Dutz in 2003. And that was Whatever Happened to the Station Wagon. Percussion by Brad Dutz's quartet, recorded at the Apperson Street Studios in Tujunga, California, in about the turn of the century. And we ended with Philip Mattioni, Dial Tones and Strings. We have one more to go for this first hour of Martian Gardens, episode 992. We'll hear from Christine Grohl, a veteran of the Electroacoustic Music Institute in Bourges, IMEB. We'll hear from her CD, La Condition Captive, on the Trace label, released in 2007. And the piece is called Pierre Cantabile, Singing Rocks, electroacoustic music created by Christine Grolt at La Chaiselle in Paris in 2004. Again, I should mention, most, if not all, of the pieces that you hear on Martian Gardens that come from a CD are also available for downloads for those more inclined to digital media. This is Christine Grohl, Pierre Cantabile. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 992, winding down hour number one.
Thank you. Thank you.